Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, March 11th, One Take Wednesday Closet Edition. I'm a little stuffed up, so I'm not sure how this is going to work, but we're refocusing our attention as we do daily on God's Word, and His Word does not return void. What a wonderful promise for us today. We're in Romans 13, verses 1 through 7. This is about submission to governing authorities. So remember, we're in a section of Romans where we're talking about the practical implications of the faith. And today we're talking about our civic duty. Romans 13, beginning in verse 1. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. And those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants, who give their full time in governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. This is timely because I had to turn in my taxes to my accountant last week and was just thinking about what a drudgery it is to pay taxes. But the Lord reminds us here that we're part of a thriving government. And because of that, those who work in government have to be paid. And we pay taxes in order to live in this land. All right, let's move on over to Psalm 60. This is a psalm in a sequence of psalms where David is talking about his enemies. And the enemies today are Joab, and it says, when he fought Aram Naharim and Aram Zobab, I don't know how to say it, Zobah, who knows. And when Joab returned and struck down 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. So David is experiencing threats from foes. But as you'll notice here in Psalm 60, each of these psalms that we've been dealing with recently have ended with confidence in God. So it's pouring out our hearts to the Lord. Lord, where are you? Have you rejected us? And then it's bringing ourselves back to the confidence in who we know God to be. In verse 4, there's this raised a banner imagery. And I went on this deep dive about what it means to raise the banner. And David Mathis on the Desiring God website talked about the banner in battle being a rallying point, a sign that God still fights for his people. And I wanted to read this quote in preparation for reading the psalm. He says, Psalm 60 mentions a banner as a sign of survival and a place to fall back and flee in devastation when the invading army is advancing and routing the front lines. As the tides of defeat rise around them, surviving soldiers turn to look for the banner. A place to return and regroup, to escape and fight another day. While the banner still flies, hope remains, even as odds mount. I don't know what you're facing today, but I know that the banner of the Lord over us is love, and the cross for us is a place where we can flee to in our danger, and we can remember God's sovereign and saving grace. Psalm 60. You have rejected us, God, and burst upon us. You have been angry. Now restore us. You have shaken the land and torn it open. Mend its fractures, for it is quaking. You have shown your people desperate times. You have given us wine that makes us stagger. But for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph, I parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbasin. On Edom, I toss my sandal. Over Philistia, I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, God? You who have now rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God, we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Lord, thank you for that banner that is unfurled against the bow, the reminder, the sign that you still fight for your people. And whatever my brothers and sisters are facing today, help them to not give up. Remind them of your saving grace and remind them of your love, most clearly portrayed for us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Will you pray with me? With God, we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. Save us, O Lord, and help us with your right hand, that those who love you may be delivered. And now I send you out with this blessing written by Dr. Hull. Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for his glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you, let me add, as a banner of love, to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.